Dougie's like, well, that's not one God.
Any one God that is not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is a figment of your imagination that doesn't even exist. There's only one God, and this is what he is like.
Charlie, so, use the other analogy the Bible says. You use this marriage analogy. The Bible says when a man and woman come together that they're one flesh. Yet we still see husband and wife having different seats of consciousness and being in physically different spatial locations, yet they're described as one flesh. How is that true? How is that one flesh? You know, because for them, it would be like you'd have to be conjoined at the hip or something in order to be one flesh. And it's like, okay, well, sorry, it's one God. You know, I mean, I don't.
One flesh because he said it's one flesh, right?
True. Yeah. And again, it's one God. Because the Bible's abundantly clear on that particular issue. But at the end of the day, like, if it's also describing distinctions within the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you know, that's important.